So you mentioned BTK inhibitors, and you don't hear too much about that, or particularly ibrutinib and FL, but I mean, it has been looked at. I think there's some activity, but it kind of doesn't seem like it's a major player here. Is that the case?
Yeah, it's been a little disappointing. I was lucky to do a lot of the early phase ones with ibrutinib and lots of different malignancies, and although my focus is low-grade lymphoma, unfortunately, that's the one histology where we haven't seen a ton of activity. As a single agent, the BTK inhibitors are around 20% response rate in relapsed disease. So definitely, we don't see the kind of excitement that we see in, for example, mantle cell lymphoma and Waldenstrom's CLL in the low-grade lymphomas.
Any idea why it's not as active as in some of these other?
The current thought is that there's probably less dependence on an activated B cell receptor pathway in low-grade lymphoma compared to CLL and mantle cell lymphoma.
So I feel this interview, in a way, is kind of the culmination of a long process that you just began describing that started with biology, and now we're going to track how it led into just recently you're presenting the data at ASCO on the RELEVANT study. But before I do, I've got to ask you, I was just flashing on the fact, because this whole idea of, as you're talking about the sort of non-chemotherapy approach to follicular lymphoma, I just interviewed Bruce Chesson, and you were a fellow with him, right?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
Wasn't that kind of part of how this all got started?
So he and I worked on some of the very early lenalidomide trials for CLL. And actually, we wrote a study to do fludarabine followed by lenalidomide in relapsed CLL. And then when I came to Anderson, I stopped doing CLL and moved to follicular. And so around that time, this was, goodness, about 10 years ago, when I was a first-year faculty, I finished writing out the very first pilot trial to do lenalidomide and rituximab in follicular. But yeah, I definitely, some of the very early work was co-writing these trials in CLL with Bruce when I was at Georgetown.